League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here on the bench, Matt Jackson, Craig Koshkin sitting in for John and Lance. And if you are a soccer fan or you're a fan of just big sporting events, this is your month, really month and a half. The World Cup once every 4 years, and it's time again. And I couldn't be more excited about it. I know the man that's going to join us right now could not be more excited about it. The voice of soccer in Houston and one of the men that will bring you the World Cup on Fox and Fox Sports 1, Glenn Davis, who, of course, hosts Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, and that'll be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And he's also going to be sharing seven live World Cup shows at the Gorgeous Gale beginning Saturday, June the 30th. And he joins us from, are you in Cleveland or Los Angeles right now, Glenn?
No, I'm in Cleveland right now to do the U.S. Women China and then head off to Los Angeles. Matt, I got to remind you, as a huge Manchester United fan, Manchester United is not playing in the World Cup.
Well, yes, but Romelu Lukaku is, and he is in great form, and the Belgium team, which probably is one of the four or five betting favorites to win the whole thing this year, they certainly look like they're rounding into shape. Before we get into the tournament itself, Glenn, I wanted to get your opinion for the United States, for this country. The first time since 1986 where we have not had a team involved. What do you think the stakes are for the U.S. in terms of what viewership looks like, whether there are any coaches we should be looking at as potential U.S. national team replacements? Set this up as an American fan, what I should be looking for.
Okay, well, first and foremost, you know, you're probably going to lose some people that purely from the nationalistic side of it that aren't big soccer fans. Probably going to drop out. But I also think there's so many Americans now that are soccer fans that they just want to see quality soccer. There's been a push to have people adopt what your heritage is. So if my background is German and my team was the U.S., they're not in it. Okay, I'm pulling for the German national team. So I think you'll see some of that. I still think you're going to see bars packed in Houston and a tremendous amount of people enjoying what you said are the next 4 and 5 weeks, because it only happens once every 4 years, and that's the uniqueness of it. To set it up for the U.S. fan as far as where U.S. soccer is, I think it's a big blow that the U.S. is not in it. Silver lining is, though, I think it is something that's going to be very, very healthy for the U.S. going forward. There's a bunch of very young players that just drew France the other day in a pre-World Cup match that are getting immeasurable experience now, which never would have occurred. It would have been business as usual if the U.S. had qualified. So they're going to get fast-tracked, I think, for the future from their perspective. And I think that's gotten a lot of U.S. fans excited, despite the fact that we're not in it. And I think they just obviously hired a general manager in Ernie Stewart. And, you know, I think the big thing there for me is, what is his job description actually going to be? And I want to see the job description of Ernie Stewart broken down eventually. But the U.S. obviously is waiting till after the World Cup to see if there's any potential coaches that could take our national team after this is over from teams that have participated in it. And one of them is Juan Carlos Osorio of Mexico. Another one might be Carlos Quiroz of Iran.
Interesting. Sticking kind of in the region and shifting focus to the actual World Cup, Costa Rica out of CONCACAF last cycle in 2014 kind of surprised everybody. They made it to the quarterfinals, lost in a shootout to the Netherlands, playing five at the back and just really sticking 11 behind the ball. A much tougher group this time. Any chance they get out of Group E this time around?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a repeat there. I'm actually picking the Swiss behind Brazil. Guys like Xhaka and Djamali, they've got a number of good guys now in Switzerland that have actually progress the way they play. They'll build the game out of the back a little bit. I think teams that are collective like Costa Rica can win games in the World Cup, but they can't win the World Cup. So when you get to the knockout stages, you got to have the game changers and the players that can win you a game with a single moment of brilliance, Craig. So, but that's a good group, Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Serbia. And listen, Costa Rica is going to fight for that second spot behind Brazil with Switzerland and Serbia. Serbia is a bit hit or miss sometimes, but, man, they groom some people from those former Yugoslavian countries.
Glenn Davis, who you hear right here on ESPN 97.5 with Soccer Matters, and you see all on the Dynamo broadcast, and he will be bringing the World Cup to you as well on Fox and Fox Sports 1. His first game will be Nigeria and Serbia coming up on the 16th. Lionel Messi in Argentina, you know, Messi, you can make the argument, he's in the conversation for greatest player of all time. Certainly, Beckenbauer and Pelé and some of the people that predate me but don't predate you are atop him. But a lot of people say there's a hole in the resume because of what he hasn't done on the world stage with Argentina. Do you buy that? Is that an issue, or is it just that the supporting cast around him hasn't played as well as they are capable to help Messi get them to a point where he can lift the cup?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think people believe if you're going to be one of the iconic guys in history, you got to lift that World Cup at least once. I'm not sure about all that. He's going to be an iconic player, whether or not Argentina do well. But the pressure is on the guy, and I would love to see him do it. I do think Argentina's a little bit of a smoke and mirrors, especially when they don't have the ball. When they're under pressure, goalkeeping's average. You need good goalkeeping in a World Cup. But, you know, I almost feel a little nervous for him because of the amount of pressure that is on that guy. And he is such a wonderful player. And, you know, you've made a very good point here about players that have to go back to these teams that quickly have to come together and play fluid and great soccer. And as you know, it's almost like a choreographed ballet when you're watching Barcelona play. Everybody knows what everybody else is doing. You play with them constantly. You know their habits. You know where they want to receive the ball. You know, you get into the national team and it's a little bit different because you've got players that have come from playing in a number of very different tactical systems with different clubs around the world, and then it's all got to be brought together quickly.
I guess what I don't understand, Glenn, though, is that I feel like if he played for any other country, he would be – I don't feel like he's as beloved in the Argentinian community as a player of his ilk should be. No, he hasn't won it like Maradona did, but it's almost like he's a foreigner because he did leave so early, and it's just – It's almost as if they don't know what they have.
Well, you answered your own question because that is part of the part of it is that he left for Barcelona so young. So, in some ways, quote unquote, they don't feel he is a true Argentine. I guess I think it's kind of ridiculous. Why wouldn't you applaud somebody that's left and has represented the country so well playing for Barcelona? So I. You know, it is a little bit of a strange thing, but as I said to somebody once, hey, we'll take him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Give us your pick and your dark horse as the tournament kicks off on Thursday. I'm guessing you won't have either Russia or Saudi Arabia.
Probably not Russia or Saudi Arabia. Russia's got to make sure they're not the first team ever not to get out of as a host nation out of their qualifying group. You know, you know, we get asked these questions. It's fun. I think everybody has said Belgium, obviously, because of the immense talent, Hazard, De Bruyne. I would love to see Hazard or De Bruyne break out and this be a World Cup where they kind of announce themselves to the world. I like Belgium, obviously. I think you have to keep an eye also on Uruguay with Cavani and Luis Suarez up front. Hard, hard team to play against that can be successful in a World Cup. Great defensively, don't concede a lot of goals, have goal scorers at the other end, and have actually improved their team a little bit from the possession standpoint with a couple of younger players. Who else do we think about here in this?
What about France? Does France have the chemistry? Because they obviously have the talent.
They have the talent. I'm not sure about the chemistry, and I'm not sure about the maturity either. And against the U.S., I was not that impressed in that 1-1 draw, and that's not taken away from anything the young kids did. But
they got a goalkeeping issue.
Didn't look fluid to me.
They look like they have a goalkeeping issue.
Is Hugo Lloris still just suffering from a poor year in the EPL?
Yeah, he's had an up and down sort of season. Yeah, you know, and listen, you guys know as well as I do, after watching Tim Howard for the U.S. in the 2014 Cup in Brazil, that good goalkeeper go a long way, and I don't think there's any question that it can win or lose you critical moments of a tournament. Everybody's going to have an off day in a World Cup because it is a tournament format. It's short. Anything can happen. Things can change. You come out in the first 10 minutes and give a goal up in your opening game, and you don't know where this path of your World Cup is going to go. So this is the allure of it. It's you don't have a lot of chances. There's not really a lot of opportunity to rebound. I mean, there is. You do have to bounce back from poor results sometimes, but it gets very razor thin.
Glenn Davis, you'll hear him tomorrow night with Soccer Matters at 7 o'clock here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll see him and hear him at the World Cup on Fox and Fox Sports 1. Glenn's first game will be the Serbia-Nigeria game on June 16th, and Glenn will be mentioning, and we'll hit him up on social media as well, those 7 live shows at the Gorgeous Gale, beginning with the knockout round Saturday, June the 30th. Glenn, appreciate the time. I know this is a busy time of year, but it's a fun time of year, and we can't wait to kick off on Thursday.
It doesn't get any more fun. And don't forget, Matt, on Wednesday, coming up tomorrow, if the U.S. wins the unified bid along with Canada and Mexico, there is a very good chance that we will have World Cup soccer in Houston in 2026. So don't forget, that's a big day tomorrow.
That's right. We got the vote, USA versus Morocco. Let's just hope that Hope Solo's delegation is not voting. We know that.
Hey, and by the way, with Nigeria playing, that being my first game, we have a huge Nigerian soccer community in Houston. The Nigerians in Houston absolutely love soccer. So I'll say goodbye, Matt, to you and Craig. Thank you for having me on, guys.
You bet. Glenn Davis with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.